Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and say it with me. I know who I play for. Today's sacred rebuke is for the part of you still trying to earn what's already been ordained. Because life isn't random. It's rhythmic. It's not a competition. It's a conversation between you and the divine. The first time I read Florence Scovel Shinn's The Game of Life and How to Play It, I didn't just read it, I studied it. I treated it like a devotional. Every line felt like scripture for the metaphysical soul. She reminded me that this life, this beautiful, messy, miraculous life, is governed by law, not luck. That when you align with divine order, life unfolds like a perfectly timed symphony. And when you resist that order, everything starts to feel like noise. Florence taught that there are sacred laws at work in everything we do. The law of non-resistance, which teaches you how to stop fighting and start flowing. The law of forgiveness, which reminds you that the first person you must free is yourself. And the practice of casting burdens, laying down what was never yours to carry. And the principle of perfect self-expression, where your divine design reveals what you were born to do. I return to this book again and again, especially when I forget that grace has structure. Because the game of life isn't about mastering the rules. It's about mastering your vibration inside the rules. And that's what we're exploring today. How to stop wrestling the game and start playing it from faith, ease, and alignment. I used to think that if I could just get everything right, say the right affirmations, make the right decisions, build the perfect plan, then life would finally unfold the way I want it. But here's the truth. I was still playing the game in fear, trying to control every move, afraid of losing what I'd worked for, afraid that surrender meant failure. And that's where Florence's teachings became my mirror. Because resistance is the real thief. The law of non-resistance says, nothing on earth can resist a non-resistant person. When you fight, you feed what you fear. When you push, you prolong the problem. And the energy of resistance keeps you locked in the very vibration you're trying to escape. I used to wrestle with people, with situations, with outcomes, and even with myself. And the more I fought, the more drained I became. Non-resistance doesn't mean you stop caring. It means you stop clinging. It's trusting that what is truly yours cannot be taken, and what isn't meant for you will dissolve without a fight. Then there's the law of forgiveness. And Florence was clear. Forgiveness isn't about others first. It's about you. When you hold resentment towards yourself, you're blocking your own channel. Self-condemnation keeps you cycling in guilt and shame, two of the lowest vibrations on Hawkins' map of consciousness. You can't attract peace from a frequency of punishment. And maybe you've done what I did, tried to fix yourself into worthiness. You say, when I finally get it right, then I'll forgive myself. But the truth is, forgiveness is what makes you right again. Then she talks about casting the burden. When I first read that phrase, I underlined it a dozen times because I realized how much I was carrying that wasn't mine. Responsibility for everyone's emotions, everyone's needs, everyone's expectations. I thought carrying it made me strong, but it just made me tired. Casting the burden is not abandoning duty. It's remembering that divine intelligence can do more with one whisper than I can do with 1,000 worries. And finally, Florence speaks of perfect self-expression, what she called the divine design. This is where I had to mature spiritually, because the divine design doesn't shout. It whispers. It's that inner impulse, that quiet knowing, that idea that drops into your spirit out of nowhere and yet feels more you than anything you've ever done. To live by the divine design, you must trust yourself enough to listen to those impulses. And that's the hard part, especially if you spent your life being praised for pleasing others. You have to be willing to silence the noise, to stop asking for validation, to release the need for consensus. Because the divine design won't compete for your attention. It awaits for your permission. Everyone around you will have opinions. They'll tell you what's safe, what's sensible, what's expected. But your alignment is not up for debate. If you want to live your divine design, you have to be willing to let go of what they say and listen within. The voice of God, the whisper of Source, the intuition of Spirit, whatever name you give it, it will not lead you astray. But you must get quiet enough to hear it and brave enough to follow it. And that's what Florence meant when she said, "There is a divine design for each man, and it is always a pattern of perfection." She didn't say it would make sense. She didn't say everyone would understand. She said it would be perfect. Because when you follow that design, provision meets you at every step. Doors open that were never locked. Opportunities find you, not because you chase them, but because you align with the pattern that was already yours. That's why I treat this book like a devotional. Because every time I forget the rhythm of grace, it reminds me, stop forcing, Tina. Stop condemning. Stop carrying. And start trusting the divine pattern already at work. Here's the sacred rebuke. You can't play the game of life from fear and expect to win in faith. You can't resist what's happening and expect to receive what's meant. You can't call yourself forgiven while still clutching guilt like a trophy. And you can't discover divine design while you're busy following the crowd. When you surrender the illusion of control, you don't lose power. You reclaim peace. Because peace is the real win. When I first began studying the game of life, I realized Florence wasn't replacing scripture. She was revealing the frequency beneath it. Every verse I read in church started to sound different once I heard it through the vibration of spiritual law. Because truth never contradicts truth. It just keeps translating itself until you can finally understand it. Let me start with the law of non-resistance. Matthew 5:39 says, "But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other also." For years, that verse confused me. It sounded like weakness, like being told to tolerate what hurts you. But when you understand vibration, you realize Jesus wasn't teaching submission. He was teaching energetic mastery. He was saying, don't meet darkness on its level, because whatever you resist, you reinforce. Turning the other cheek isn't about becoming passive. It's about staying powerful. It's choosing alignment over reaction. That's non-resistance. Then comes the law of forgiveness. Mark 11:25 says, "When you stand praying, forgive. If you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you." And I hear that the same way Florence did. Forgiveness is an energetic reset. You can't pray from a blocked heart and expect an open heaven. But the part people miss is that forgiveness begins within. The first person you must free is yourself. You can't hold yourself hostage and expect grace to flow. Every time you forgive yourself for what you didn't know, for what you couldn't see, for the seasons you survived through fear, you unclog the pipe for miracles to move. Then there's casting the burden. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you." That's Florence teaching word for word. Stop carrying what was never yours to hold. You can't solve spiritual problems through physical force. When you cast the burden, you are not being irresponsible. You're being reverent. You're admitting, "I trust that divine intelligence can do this better than I can manage it." And that trust, that release, that exhale is where peace enters. Finally, we reach the divine design. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I set you apart." That's the divine blueprint. That's your perfect self-expression. It means your design is not a random sketch. It's a sacred pattern written into your soul before time began. And the only way to access it is to trust the voice within you more than the noise around you. When Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, that they follow me," he wasn't talking about religion. He was describing resonance. Those who live by inner guidance recognize the vibration of truth. That's why I always say, I don't worship Jesus. I study his example. He was the perfect calibration of divine design, unbothered, unhurried, fully aligned. He didn't hustle for vibration. He didn't seek permission. He trusts that every impulse that came from source, even when it didn't make sense to anyone else. And that's the game Florence was teaching us how to play. Not a game of performance, but of presence. Not a game of striving, but of surrender. Not a game of competition, but of calibration. Because when you live by these laws, you stop resisting. When you forgive yourself, when you cast the burden, and when you trust the design, you stop fighting life and start flowing with it. And that's when you finally win. Because you remember you were never playing against life. You were playing with the divine all along. Metaphysically, Florence wasn't writing about rules. She was revealing rhythms. Because the laws of the universe aren't commandments to obey. They're currents to align with. And the better you understand the current, the less you have to struggle to stay afloat. The law of non-resistance is the energetic equivalent of releasing your grip on the riverbank. The moment you stop fighting the flow, you remember the water knows where it's going. Resistance contracts energy. It builds static friction, tension. But surrender opens it. When you practice non-resistance, you shift from "what do I have to make happen" to "what is already happening through me." That's when life starts moving faster in your favor, because you're no longer blocking it with fear. The law of forgiveness is the transmutation law. Every grudge vibrates like static electricity in the field. It's a frequency that keeps summoning experiences to justify the pain you won't release. When you forgive, especially yourself, you discharge the static. You cleanse the circuitry. You realign your energy field with truth. That's why forgiveness feels like a weight lifting, because vibrationally, it is. Then comes casting the burden. In energy language, this is surrender. It's handing over the heavy vibration of control to the higher frequency of trust. You literally lift the energetic weight off your nervous system. You stop cycling the thought, stop looping the fear, stop draining your field. You become lighter, clearer, more magnetic. And from that space, manifestation accelerates. Not because you worked harder, but because you finally got out of the way. And finally, the divine design. This is your unique frequency signature, the vibration that only you can carry. Every soul has a pattern, a blueprint, an energetic geometry that represents its perfect expression. When you follow your impulses, your intuition, your inspired ideas, you're attuning into that pattern. You're aligning with the divine frequency that was written into your being before time. But here's the key. You can't hear your design in chaos. You hear it in stillness. That's why your slow mornings matter. That's why your prayer, your silence, your awareness, all of it are daily calibration tools. Because when your vibration matches your design, life begins to feel like remembering instead of striving. And here's the sacred rebuke. You cannot access divine design through mental logic. It's an energetic download. It requires trust, the kind that silences every outside voice and listens for the whisper within. It's when you finally stop asking, "What should I do?" and start asking, "What feels like peace?" Because peace is proof of alignment, and alignment is how you win the game. When you understand that, you stop forcing life to bless you and start blessing life by showing up as who you are designed to be. Take a breath. Feel the rhythm of life moving through you. Inhale trust and exhale control. You are not here to force the game. You're here to play it consciously. Now open your journal and let your truth speak. Number one, the law of non-resistance. Flow instead of fight. Where am I still pushing against life? Who or what am I trying to control? If I stop resisting and start trusting, what would feel lighter right now? How could I soften into flow without feeling like I'm giving up? Number two, the law of forgiveness. Freedom through compassion. What do I still hold against myself? What old story or mistake am I replaying as proof that I am not enough? Can I let forgiveness be the frequency that sets me free instead of apology I keep waiting for? What would my energy feel like if I forgave myself completely today? Number three, casting the burden, surrender as strength. What am I carrying that was never mine to hold? Whose emotions, expectations, or outcomes have I taken responsibility for? Can I lay them down in prayer, in writing, in breath, and let the divine intelligence handle what I can't? What happens in my body when I truly release control? Number four, the divine design, trusting your inner blueprint. What ideas or impulses have been whispering to me lately? What keeps me from trusting them? Where am I still asking for permission to be who I already am? If I live from my divine design, my perfect self-expression, what would change? What would peace look like if I finally trusted in my own knowing? Take another breath. Forgive yourself for the ways you've made life harder than it needed to be. Then whisper to your own heart, I trust the design. I flow with life. I am forgiven. I am free. Because that's the real mastery. Not controlling the game, but remembering the laws it already runs on. Here's the sacred rebuke. Life isn't testing you. It's teaching you. And the moment you stop fighting the lesson, you start winning the game. You don't play to prove. You don't play to remember. You play to align. You play to express the divine pattern that was written for you before you ever took your first breath. Non-resistance reminds you that peace has its own power. Forgiveness reminds you that freedom is always an inside job. Casting the burden reminds you that surrender is not your weakness, it's wisdom. And the divine design reminds you that your destiny isn't random, it's rhythmic. This is the rhythm of grace. You let go, you forgive, you release, you listen, and then you rise. You start moving through life like water, flexible but unstoppable. You stop asking, what should I do? And start listening for what feels like peace. You stop chasing validation and start living your vibration. And that's how you win the game of life. Not by playing harder, but by playing holier. Not by mastering others, but by mastering your own alignment. Not by demanding control, but by trusting your divine design. Because the moment you stop forcing outcomes and start flowing with source, you realize you were never meant to compete with life. You were meant to co-create with it. Say it with me. I know who I play for. And I play this game through grace, through peace, and through alignment with my divine design. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich in flow, in forgiveness, in freedom, and in faith. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting. You have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.